Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Nick Bliss, who's a partner and financial advisor with Clear Strategy, and we'll be talking about their holistic approach to retirement planning. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Good to chat with you again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking with you because I always love the concept of a holistic approach, because that means you're not putting your blinders on and only talking about one specific solution, and in your case, retirement planning. Because if you really look back at a 30,000 foot view of anything, you see the bigger picture. So I want to, you know, get into what you guys do as a holistic approach, but give us a little bit of your background on how you got into the financial services industry.
Kind of ended up in the financial services industry on the backside of 08 and 09, just looking at, it was always something that interested me, always something that I guess I understood, investments and how they work and how money multiplies and then interest happens and dividends and yields and such. And I guess looking at a teaching approach of helping others and teaching them and educating them was kind of something of interest to me. So, I landed in the business that way and found my partners over time. We were all kind of in the industry and found each other different ways and kind of all had the same big picture in mind. So collaboratively, we've accumulated what we have today.
Yeah, you know, that's, you said a key word that I always listen for, which is teach, educate, you know, guide, you know, and a lot of people, you know, when you talk about finances, it's a pretty weighty topic. You know, it's your life savings, it's your future. And a lot of times, the typical, you know, couple or person planning for retirement, they don't understand all the nuances. So if you just spout out acronyms and ideas and strategies, you know, it can really confuse people. So I love that you take the time to teach and educate, and that becomes then a really great foundation for the overall holistic strategy that you guys start with. And I see here on your website, yeah, very first is establish and clarify goals. Because if you don't know where you're going, what's it matter if I'm going to show you this strategy or that strategy? That's, you know, like they say, you know, if you diagnose before, you know, if you prescribe before you diagnose, it's malpractice. Well, talk a little bit about what you do at the very first with establishing and clarifying goals.
Yeah, it's, we get pretty in depth with just asking those questions of what you want from this, what brings you in our door, what got us here today, and then where do we want to go tomorrow, right? You know, I'm not here to sell stuff, although that can be ancillary to what we do. It does happen inside here, but we talk about that individually as it does happen. But we're here to guide and put, you know, things in your best interest in front of you. So when we establish and clarify goals, that's a lot of times that's our first meeting entirely. We don't talk about all the other bells and whistles and how this is going to work out and where it's going to go. And I really want, you know, when people walk in the door, I'd rather them come back after they've sat down and thought about it and really made that commitment to work with us versus somebody just, you know, dare I say, high pressure. I don't want to do
that. Yeah. So in other words, like, am I correct in thinking you're an independent advisor, meaning you're not captured by XYZ company where you only can sell their products or services. So that tends, you know, sometimes people, you know, nothing horribly wrong with that scenario, but it opens up so much more opportunity when you're independent because you don't, you know, try to fit a square peg in a round hole and, you know, you're listening to what someone needs and you're like, okay, well, here's some options for it, A, B, or C. And it really doesn't matter to you which one they pick, but it aligns with what they need.
Yeah. And we have, you know, in-house, we have a lot of different services. So, you know, we may start out with a thought of an IRA rollover from their 401k. Next thing you know, we're talking about health insurance and Medicare and guiding them through that first, because that may be more important than the rollover itself in that day, because it may be a loss of, they may be looking at losing health benefits or retiring and having to change. We may need to shift and focus on that. You know, we just got, it's the beginning of the new year here, and we just got past our one of our tax deadlines, right? So we have a tax service in house. So we did a lot of Roth conversion stuff in December and November, and you know, just different conversations that sometimes when you walk in the door, you may be thinking we're going to look at our retirement rollover, but we may segue into something else after that first conversation because it leads us down a different path, maybe temporarily, but it may be, you know, addressing those issues in a different order than what.
Yes. And, you know, you the company Clear Strategy, I love that because it's just clear and concise, but keyword strategy. And I, one of the tagline to my company is strategy, tactics, and execution, because in reality, you need to have a strategy first. Then you need to know what tactics, like the rollover. And then we need to execute it. So like you just said, if someone comes in thinking they need this piece, this tactic, when you do that goals and clear strategy session very first, that could uncover a broader strategy that says, okay, we're going to do that, but let's take a look here. And I think that people would feel so comfortable when they realize that, oh, I came to you thinking I need only this and we're going to do it. It's just, let's put it in this order here because look at how it fits in the overall plan.
Right. And that's where we, you know, we gather that information, you know, and we start building on that to say, okay, what does that look? And in back to my first comment, you know, we need to establish that, but I need to analyze this because if it's the first time I'm sitting down with you, it's the first time I'm hearing your story, I have to put a plan together collaboratively to that versus, you know, it's not cookie cutter. So everybody's situation is different. Everybody comes to me with different piles and different things going on and different, you know, retirement dates and different everything. So, yeah, really, it's a process.
Yeah. And so just kind of talking through that process, you start with establishing and clarifying the goals. And it kind of, I'm sure you would agree with this. You feel like you're a life coach because when you start talking about these goals, it's like, what does retirement look like to you? And it's different for every person, I would suspect. And maybe you have some clients that go, you know, I kind of never thought of it in that light or that in depth. But in reality, sometimes people want to kick back and retire and play golf the rest of their life. And that's it. Good for you. Sometimes people want to just throttle back a little bit and start a nonprofit or work with, you know, so there's all kinds of things. So what a huge piece first is to establish those goals. Now let's gather the information. But I love your third step, which is advise on challenges, because guess what? There's challenges. And right, you need to know when to bob and weave and adjust. So talk a little bit about what some of the challenges could be that then you need to then move forward on creating that plan.
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the ones that jump right off the screen are, you know, are you retiring before 59 and a half? Do you have qualified monies that could potentially impose a tax penalty for touching sooner than later? Do we have dollars to bridge that gap? Are you retiring before 65 in Medicare eligible age? So is it something that we need to, you know, possibly work on the healthcare side of coverage for you? Or will you have coverage from your employer until you turn 65, or is there some other plan there? Is, you know, there's a lot of parts and pieces. We dive down the path of, you know, do you have a trust? Do you have a will in place? Do you have those things? Should something happen that's unforeseen, you know, even though you're in your 50s or 60s, maybe when you're becoming a new client, or, you know, maybe even earlier than that. But sometimes, you know, just like you said, people don't necessarily have a plan or haven't thought that far ahead. I just met with a prospect or, you know, prospective client here before the holidays started, and I asked a couple of those questions, and it was just deer in the headlights. They were just kind of like, wow, yeah, we really haven't talked about that. And they're not, you know, they're younger, so maybe it's a little early for some of it, but yeah, just it's kind of the reverse engineering of where do we want to be, how do we get there, now let's figure out a path to get us there.
Yeah, that's a huge piece. I love the fact that, you know, it's like ready, aim, fire. Most of the people are fire, fire, fire. They don't even take the aspect of, you know, let's be ready and then aim. So that's really huge. So then when we get to the point of creating the plan, that becomes when you get back together with the client and say, okay, based on what we know, gathered, here's the plan. And the plan could be, you know, wow, we need to plan for retirement, but before retirement comes, sending the kids to college or whatever the case is. There's all of those things that come up. So what is the typical approach that you see? What are some of the low hanging fruit recommendations when you are talking about a plan with someone?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, if you hit the nail on the head with college and retirement and kind of picking some dates and time and saying, you know, we're aiming for this. We don't, you know, I hate to use the word budget, but I like to use a spending plan because obviously we need to curb what we're doing and we need to have control of our money and where it's heading and what it's going to do for us and kind of give it that job, right? So, you know, getting through college age years for some is very important. And then once we're past that, then we can focus on the retirement. So maybe we, you know, maybe we put a little more money towards the college in those years, and then we can double down on what that, you know, padding up that Roth or that IRA 401k later, you know, along the way. So in everybody's households, different timings are different. But yeah, I think just having those dates and times, you know, if somebody says, I want to work till I'm 60 or I want to work till I'm 65 or whatever their plan is, then we can work backwards essentially.
Yep.
And what's that look like and what's that spending look like and where is that going to play in?
And just like where there's challenges, there's always changes. You know, like there might be 9/11 or COVID or all the things in life that comes up, but there could even just be changes like, oh, you know what? I decided that I don't like the industry that I'm in. I changed careers. So for the next few years, I probably am dipping a little bit in my, salary. So that's going to affect some retirement planning. So there's always these normal things that will change. And then that ties into, one of your last steps, which is reviewing the progress. 'Cause once you implement the plan, you can't just go, cool, autopilot, done. You got to check and make sure what, quarterly, annually, that kind of thing where it's like, where did we think we would be? Where are we now? And what adjustments need to be made?
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, again, every household's different. But with us, I always make the promise that we're going to at least sit down annually face to face. That's on me. It's guaranteed that that's going to happen a minimum of annually. Some people like quarterly, some people are cool with annually, and there's everybody in between. So, you know, and it's, again, it's dependent upon ages, right? So if somebody comes and they're going to be retiring in the next 6 months, we're probably going to meet four or five times in the next 6 months because there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of pieces that need to be solved. And I don't like tackling them all in one meeting because it just seems to be overwhelming for the client. So, you know, but if it's 5 years down the road, then we're going to plan accordingly. We're going to do stuff strategically along the way. We're going to always have our annual, but we're probably going to end up being, you know, semi-annual or quarterly as it gets closer to retirement. Because I want you comfortable too. And that's the other side of it. I want them to understand what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like once they are retired. And I think just having those conversations, putting them in that mindset more often, more frequently in that last snippet of time, yep, puts them in a better position to retire.
Yeah, for sure.
Mentally.
You know, and it's kind of like if you plan for potential, what, roadblocks, hurdles, changes, whatever you want to think about it, sure, and then they actually come up, well, now it's not as traumatic because it's like, oh, well, Nick said that this could happen and here's what we're going to do about it. So, okay, cool. Whereas if you didn't plan for that, it's like catching you off guard sometimes. So I think that's such a huge piece to that equation, of course.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So let's talk about the team approach. I know you mentioned that before where you've got, you know, a team of, you mentioned taxes. Who is on your team that your clients are now able to draw from that tie into this holistic approach? Because if your taxes are not aligned with the plan that you have for retirement, then there could be some off-kilter things, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we've got everything looks like a team in our approach. So, you know, if you were to onboard with us today, you're going to get introduced to the customer service team and new business team right away. They're going to be the ones that are doing your paperwork. They're going to be the ones you talk to. If you need a distribution, they're going to be the ones, you know, if you have an address change or a phone number change or whatever. And so that's, you know, they're a key relationship management piece of our team. much like everybody's. Where we start to differ is when we look at different pieces inside. We've got a team of health insurance professionals that teach classes. We call them our 101 classes, Medicare 101, Healthcare 101, that explains and navigates how that looks and works and feels and all your options and how it, you know, in layman's terms, not a 50,000 page book that was written somewhere else, right? So, but they work really diligent, of course, in open enrollment in the fall is an extremely busy time for those, that team. And they're very busy, but they're checking on drug plans and checking on supplements and checking on Medicare Advantage plans and Obamacare and all the stuff that goes with that. And that's all in-house. And again, there for all of our clients at whatever level, we're there to help. So offer that. And then tax, we have multiple tax professionals in-house. So we do a fair amount, and I don't have an exact number, but I'm going to say in the thousands of tax returns. So our professionals have 40 to 50 years of tax prep backing them. They know the systems much more than advisors do. So it's very nice for me to be able to lean on them, but it's also something we bring to the table for our clients. Mm. It's available to them to have that, to be able to have that conversation with somebody. And, you know, we also have a very strategic relationship with an attorney. So it was funny. We had a sit down here just before the holidays. I had an attorney, a client, myself, and a tax professional in the room. And the attorney looked, and we were working on people's trusts and how it's going to work out and shake out and everything that's going on. And the attorney looked at me. He's like, I have never in my career done this where I've sat, wow, in the same room with the advisor, the client, the tax preparer, and the attorney and figured out what's the best plan for them. So, you know, just
different. It makes levels. Such logical sense. But oh, to have sure. that attorney say that, that's pretty sad. But also, it's pretty interesting that here is Nick Bliss with Clear Strategy going, oh, this is just the way we do things here. And for the attorney to go, this is so novel. Wow, a client or a prospect listening to this going, well, if this is what they do as just their general course of business, what else do you do that, you know, can really, really help us out? And I think that is spectacular because, you know, you think about trust and estate planning and, you know, from the front end side of, hey, we need to plan for retirement and, you know, factor in college. Well, that means that you're about a certain age. Well, then when you get toward the end, you think about legacy and estate planning. There's a whole nother set of decisions that need to be made. And we don't need to get into them, but it's like so interesting to hear you guys have that full circle, holistic approach, team approach, where everyone sits down and goes, okay, guess who's the hero in the middle of this story? Client A. Well, we need to make sure client A is taken care of. So, okay, Mr. or Ms. Attorney, let's make sure, oh, Mr. or Ms. Tax. I just love that whole approach.
Yeah, it's unique, I think. It seems to be anyways, and it really works well. You know, we've got our senior team is got a lot of years behind us, but our junior team is also there too. So even the day to days, you may work with one of our junior team members with, even though you're my client, nobody's assigned to one person and only gets one person's level of expertise. We have too many bodies in the building with too many years experience to waste it. So we're certainly unique in the aspect that we would bring other people into the room to share experiences and or help guide, because, you know, I'm good at what I'm good at, but there's a lot of stuff I'm not. So
yep,
it's nice to have all those legs at arm's reach for me. So
it really is. It keeps you in your lane of expertise. You know, if you had to be good at all that stuff, then you wouldn't be great at any one thing.
Yeah, for sure. But I can be great at quarterbacking and bringing in all the tools we can. And that's what we're doing.
That's spectacular. Well, Nick, I think that is so wonderful how you serve your clients this way. If someone is listening to this wondering, hey, maybe you can take a look at our situation financially, help us to plan for retirement, what's the best way they can learn more and then reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, for sure. Take a look at, you know, all the social media sites, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Our website is www.myclearstrategy.com. And, of course, give us a call anytime, 800-960-4560. And we're always available. We got lots of bodies willing to help. So lots of avenues we can help in for sure.
Excellent. Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Absolutely. Great to talk again.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.